Please welcome back our very important puzzler, editor of the 2014 World Almanac, Sarah Jansen. All right, Sarah, so I imagine every year you have to add new facts, new articles to the World Almanac. What are some ones that were added this year?
Oh, we added a ton of stuff this year. We added a new article on marriage in the United States, which is obviously going redefinition in a lot of places. So that was an interesting thing to put together. We added a great new feature.
Like polyamorous, that's okay now? Is that kind of
you know what? I don't think that the Bureau of Vital Statistics collects those data yet, but maybe we'll get there eventually.
Okay.
More about same-sex marriage and, of course, traditional or heterosexual marriage as it is.
Nice. What about the, like, there's also, like, odd news or, you know, like, your weirder news stories?
Yeah, that's kind of the fun stuff to put together because it basically means anything that we want to read on the internet during the day is sort of work. It's research.
Yeah.
So we found some great stories this year. We found a rash of Nutella thefts. We found...
What?
A rash of Nutella thefts.
Where did that happen?
The crime wave that's sweeping the globe. It happened in Germany, here in New York City at Columbia University. People were stealing it from the dining hall to the tune of $1,000 a week.
Wow. And then
love
selling
their Nutella. Well, I don't know. There might be a whole black market for Nutella out there.
Good to know. I like that. So if you're a book of facts, how do you fact check a book of facts? I mean, that seems almost ridiculous.
It is a huge process, actually. We still spend a ton of money on fact checkers every year. And what the fact checkers do is make sure that they're verifying every single number, every single decimal point, even every single use of bold font, because sometimes things are, that changes the definition of things. So it's a huge investment every year. And it's something that, you know, a lot of places don't have those resources anymore. And we still spend a lot of money on it because we think it's really important.
Oh, yeah, it is important. Good for you. I'm happy about that. Sarah, we've actually read the Almanac from front to back. And let me tell you, there is some really weird information in there. So we've decided we're going to use that for this game. We are going to read you some of the titles from your own book. And you have to tell us, is it a real entry from the World Almanac or is it fake? All right? And if you get enough right, Rick Munn of Rockledge, Florida will win a special Ask Me Another prize.
All right.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Is this real or fake? Some notable explosions since 1920.
That one's real.
That's real.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you remember any notable ones?
There were a lot of notable explosions on that list. There's probably 50 different entries on that list.
There's a lot, huh? There's also notable shipwrecks.
Notable shipwrecks, notable oil spills.
Notable. I feel bad for the oil spill that just didn't make it.
Yeah, you gotta spill a lot of oil to make it on
oil.
That list.
All right, real or fake, record-breaking roller coasters.
That is a real entry, yeah.
Real! That is correct. And do you know any of these facts? I have a couple of them, but you know,
I
default
some
to you.
Of them. I don't know all of them. I know that one of the world's fastest is in New Jersey.
Did you know anything about the Formula Rossi in Abu Dhabi?
That is the world's fastest.
It is. I know. 149 miles per hour.
That's too fast. It's not safe.
I know. That doesn't sound like fun at all.
I won't allow it.
Sandwich nicknames by region.
I wish that were in the World Almanac. You have to give me this list later so that I can put it on our ideas for next year.
You're right, that one's fake, but we just thought it was a good idea too. You know, is it a grinder or submarine? You know, so you can use it when you travel across the city that you are in to the different neighborhoods. World Capture of Fish, Crustaceans, and Mollusks from 2002 to 2011.
That is in there, yes.
Yes,
absolutely.
That is real. That is, let me tell you, what a read.
Yeah. Gripping.
It's gripping. And we're not doing great. We're only fourth on the list, U.S.
You know, we like our oysters a lot, but we're not catching enough of them, apparently.
Really? We've got to work harder.
I think we do.
Cities with the most unsolved murders.
That's another good one, but it's not in there yet.
Oh, you're right. It's fake. But I like thinking about that. You know, if you were moving and you were just like, oh, I don't want to go somewhere with the most unsolved murders.
Yeah. If I'm going to get murdered, at least I want it solved.
Yeah, I just want it solved. I want people to know. Yeah. You're like, Honolulu.
You need closure. Right. You need closure.
Worst national flags.
That is most certainly not in the World
No,
Almanac.
That is not. World Almanac takes no position on national flags.
But there are a lot of bad ones. You had a good bad one.
Mozambique has an AK-47 on their flag. Come on, guys. Really?
Yeah, that's not cool.
No.
Busiest Amtrak stations 2012.
That is in the World Almanac.
That is in the World Almanac.
Yes.
Again, New York topped the list, everybody. With 9 million riders.
Penn Station.
I needed to know that. All right, I feel like you know the World Almanac. You actually have this job. Now I believe you. You got them all right.
It's not just something I break out at parties.
Yeah, no, you did. You nailed it. So thank you so much for playing, Sarah.
Thank you.
We are going to give Sarah an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube. Because I know that she would love that for her desk. Let's hear it one more time for our VIP World Almanac editor, Sarah Jansen.
Algeria, Bulgaria, Cambodia, Dominica, Egypt, France, the Gambia, Hungary, Iran, Japan, Kazakhstan, Libya, and Mongolia, Norway, Oman, Pakistan, Qatar, Russia, Suriname, Turkey, Uruguay, and Vietnam, West Xylophone, Yemen, Zimbabwe. Azerbaijan, Bolivia, Canada, Australia, Belgium, Chad, Afghanistan, Brunei, China, Denmark, Ecuador, Fiji, Guatemala, Algeria, Bulgaria, Cambodia, Dominica, Egypt, France, the Gambia, Hungary, Iran, Japan, Kazakhstan, Libya, and Mongolia, Norway, Oman, Pakistan, Qatar, Russia, Suriname, Turkey, Uruguay, and Vietnam, West Xylophone, Yemen, Zimbabwe.
Jonathan Coulton.